We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And oh, by the way, the ace of the New York Yankees gave up 100 runs to the Baltimore Orioles and couldn't stop a two-game losing streak. Great job, Garrett Cole. Hi, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Uh-oh.
You're in a good mood because the Mets won big. Yeah!
Is someone worried?
I'm not worried about nothing. I always told you the guy was an ace.
That's not on Garrett Cole entirely last night.
He gave up five runs. How's that ace like against the Baltimore Orioles?
How about the fact that five through nine in this lineup, basically everyone outside of Aaron Judge went 1-for-17.
Yeah, I agree, dude.
Like, let's acknowledge that, too. You're right. Garrett Cole had a weird performance last night.
He had a bad performance. Call it the way it is. Stop sugarcoating.
No, I'm going to call
the Garrett Cole the season.
Well, I haven't said anything yet. He was mostly dominant, yet for some reason had this horror show of a third inning and made one bad pitch in a sixth inning. It was a very weird performance. Because I agree, look, you give up five runs in eight innings, you know, it's a lot of runs. I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But it was odd because for half of this game, or more so 70% of this game, he was very, very dominant. But he gave up five runs, which is unacceptable.
And after the Yankees, unacceptable.
And after the Yankees rally and tie it, you want a shutdown inning. And instead, Ramon Urias hits a home run.
Bang!
And that's the difference in the game.
Well, stop right there.
Yeah.
Here, now, last year's Yankees was like last night in this regard. When Urias hits the home run, the solo shot, to retake the lead 5-4, game over.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. That's why it comes down to this offense. You've got 12 outs to work with against the Baltimore Orioles. You just rallied, led by Aaron Judge's game-tying home run. Do something.
Yep.
Outside of like a mini rally in the seventh, they did nothing offensively.
And I don't remember the guy's name, but I know that his ERA against the Yankees was 9. And the Yankees last night did Ugats against him. Now, listen, it's one game. I mean, that's easy to say. Yanks are 16 games, whatever it is, 15 games over 500. They're in first place. It's why you build a lead so you can, kind of get through lulls in the season. There's always going to be lulls. Anyone that thought the Yankees were never going to lose three consecutive games this year is crazy. The Mets will, too, at some point. You know, who knows when, but they will because that's baseball. So I can accept that. What I can't accept is losing games with your ace on the mound to inferior teams. Period. Stop. And that's what happened last night. And oh, by the way, they went 18 innings against the White Sox and scored a single run.
Well, they've scored five runs in three games, and four of those five runs have come on the back of Aaron Judge.
Dude, they only had four hits through seven innings last night.
No, I understand.
What?
Aaron Judge is carrying them right now. I mean, Aaron Judge is their entire offense right now. They're down a bunch of guys. DJ didn't play last night, but he's cooled off. Glaber's been quiet. They just, right now, their offense is hopefully Aaron Judge hits two home runs and our pitcher's good enough to hold on and win.
And it goes back to, again, the mind-boggling decision. Again, I can't say they would have won or not. Maybe they would have. I don't know.
What, Aaron Hicks getting picked off?
No, that's going to bother me for a little while, that one.
That's why I brought it up.
Aaron Hicks hit a laser to right. Oh, well, he hit it right at the guy. You know what that's called? An out. Sorry. They replayed that, by the way. It's almost like, yes, was on the Aaron Hicks payroll last night. They showed that line drive out about seven times. Why? Because he made contact?
Hard contact. Hard contact.
Like, come on, man.
But look,
and
Craig,
it defies all logic that DJ didn't play last night.
Well, no, it doesn't defy logic because the Yankees believe, and so do a lot of teams, that guys need off days. And if you're going to pick a day to take one of your better hitters off, you're going to pick it against the Orioles, not the Rays, and you're going to pick it with your best pitcher on the mound. That's what you do. Unfortunately... Okay, Nestor Cortez is their best pitcher?
Yeah, I'll say yes to that.
Well, over the last how many starts, he probably is. But if you believe that guys are going to get off days, and the Yankees believe that, you're going to pick a Monday night against the Orioles over any of those games coming up this weekend against Tampa. That's just logical.
I don't think you got to give the guy a day off.
That's a different, Craig, that's a different discussion, though.
When you have other guys out via COVID.
Correct.
Like, you have three guys... I know Donaldson is going to be suspended a game unless he wins the appeal, which is unlikely. He's out because of COVID right now. Now, he could be back. We don't know if he has COVID or if she has COVID contact.
He doesn't
contact.
Have COVID.
Well, do we really know that?
That's what Aaron Boone said.
I don't know this.
So Aaron Boone's a liar?
I don't know if what he has and doesn't have.
That's what Aaron
I know
Boone
that
said.
I don't want him breathing on me for the next week and a half. That much I can tell you.
Right.
I don't want Joey Gallo breathing on me ever because he's got bad juju in that breath. And it'll probably make us lose in the ratings, which we never do. I don't want those people anywhere near me. Here's what I want. I just want the Yankees to be the Yankees. They're not going to win every game. I'm good with that. I accept that.
Except you're bitching over a three-game losing streak.
Because all you people think that this guy's the ace of the staff. He gave up a million runs last night.
You were so quiet for the last 3 weeks when Gerrit Cole was pitching well. Not a peep out of you. Barely a peep. I'd have to bring it up to you. Hey, how's Gerrit Cole doing? Yesterday was a very odd performance by him. It was odd.
Yeah.
Dude, he pitched 8 innings, struck out 11 guys, didn't walk anybody.
Yeah.
So on the surface, you say, oh, that's amazing. But he had just this one horrific inning in the third and then made one, I don't even know if it was a bad pitch, but Ramon Urias deposited into the seats. And outside of that, he dominated for like the 6 other innings.
To be fair, that pitch he hit was by his eyeballs. So I'll give the hitter a little credit. Sometimes the hitter's just
would
better.
Would you not agree that Gerrit Cole last night gave you a very odd performance?
Odd in that he struck out 11 guys but gave up 5 runs.
No,
yes.
Odd in that if you watched him, and I know you did, he dominated most of the game. For some reason in the third inning, it was like batting practice.
Yeah, well, that's not dominating.
No,
sorry.
I get that, but most performances, it's easy to say, hey, Gerrit Cole wasn't good tonight.
That's like,
or Gerrit Cole was good tonight. This was a very mixed bag performance. And considering how banged up their bullpen is, it was pretty big that he was actually able to give you 8 innings.
Yeah, great, they lost. He gave up a million runs.
Yeah, but
it's like saying, hey, a guy had a good second quarter. Made 5 shots, but he was 0 for 19 the other 3 quarters.
If you keep jumping to they lost, you're right. And I'll say that 4 through 9, they were 1 for 20.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Like, there are reasons why they lost besides Gerrit Cole's terrible third inning.
I agree 100%. I just listen to what goes on around here. And someone's got to be the sheriff. Someone at some point has to say,
what are you even talking about?
Stop the craziness. You haven't spoken on the station yet. Huh. I don't know if you're going to be crazy or not.
But what's the
but
craziness?
I get the sense you want to fight today.
What's the craziness?
And if you want to fight, then I'm putting on the gloves. Let's go.
What are we fighting about?
You guys make excuses for this guy.
No one
and
made
I'm
an
fascinated
excuse.
By it.
No one
you
made
know,
an
You know, we
excuse.
Dominated the other 5 innings.
Craig. Just stop for 1 second.
Go.
You're on like fire. It's like you're on crack today for some reason.
Go.
I understand it wasn't a vintagely great performance by Gerrit
Cole. So he didn't dominate.
He did for 6 innings.
Okay, let me stop right there.
I didn't say it was a good performance. I said it was an odd performance.
Did he pitch only 6 innings?
He pitched 8 innings.
Then he didn't dominate.
For 6 of the 8 innings, he looked like a dominant ace.
Okay.
For the 3rd inning and 1 batter in the 6th inning.
Yeah.
He threw batting practice.
Excuse me.
It's odd.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not bad. It's odd.
I guess I'm just
Does
hung
that
up.
Not make sense to you?
I'm hung up on you people saying, oh, he dominated last night. No, he didn't.
First of all, I'm one person. Stop saying you people.
No, a lot of people in the hallways.
No,
and
no
on the radio
in the hallway.
Station.
I only speak for myself.
Yeah.
I watched baseball last night, and Gerrit Cole had one of those really weird performances.
Yeah.
How often in baseball do you see a guy go 8 innings, allow 5 runs, and strike out 11 guys? How often do you see that?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, I watch a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
The answer's never.
Never.
It was a freaking weird performance.
Yeah, he didn't dominate.
That's all.
Disagree, he didn't dominate. And we're good, we'll move on.
He certainly didn't dominate the third.
Okay, so that's a small little victory for me, okay?
Okay, I want a small
victory.
I'll take
that.
Will you admit
I'll
that yesterday's Gerrit Cole performance was... unique?
No.
It wasn't?
Unique. Gave up five runs.
How many times have you seen a guy go eight innings?
I can't answer that question. Well, Who the hell knows?
Has it ever happened? No.
It's never happened?
Last night's pitching line by Garrett Cole of eight innings, seven hits, five runs, no walks, 11 strikeouts was a unique pitching line in the history of Major League Baseball.
Did you go to like a baseball atlas or something to find that out?
It doesn't matter where I went. The point is it was unique last night.
Here's the
and
deal.
This is typical of you. You are just blaming Garrett Cole for everything.
That's fun.
How about the fact that 4-9 in this lineup last night, they did nothing.
What'd you say, Garrett Cole's a racist?
How about I didn't say that.
Is that what you just said?
How about the fact, and if you're not going to do it, I'll do it for you. Okay? I'll be that guy. How about the fact that Isaiah Conner-Falefa pulled a Carlos Beltran? Let's all just admit it.
Okay.
That ground ball chopper to third was identical. Was the same.
Chalk.
In every way to the Beltran bouncer against Johan Santana. I thought I was living in a Twilight universe.
Yeah?
Like, that was nuts, dude.
Meanwhile, while the Yankees were losing to the Orioles and Garrett Cole was getting abused in the third inning, at least, something very interesting happened in San Francisco yesterday, and it has nothing at all to do with the fact that the Mets put on a hitting clinic late in that game, early in that game, middle of that game, in blowing out the San Francisco Giants. You know, Evan, there are guys that you meet along the way who are not known as egotistical guys, but the reality is that they are driven by their ego. They want people to notice them.
Mm.
They want people to guffaw over them. They need it. It's like the oxygen and the air that you and I breathe. Being a celebrity is the air that they breathe. Being recognized is the air that they breathe. And when they get away from it, boy, do they miss it. They miss it so much, they make a spectacle of themselves to get a little taste of it back. That happened last night at your New York Met game.
You didn't even watch the Met game last night.
Why would I?
Exactly.
It started at 10 o'clock at night. I'm busy.
It was a great game to watch.
Do you know what I'm referencing
every second of it. Let me go through everything I watched in this game last night.
Yep.
Jeff McNeil celebration after his home run.
No, all good with that.
Pete Alonso celebration after his home run.
All good with that. You know, I love Pete.
Okay, so none about the home runs. JD had four
and
hits.
And is that the point where I know I'm the only person in America saying this. That's why I'm special.
Mm-hmm.
But it reeked. Like, it smells bad. It's embarrassing.
How did you find out about it if you weren't watching the game?
I saw it.
So what, though?
I saw it today.
So what?
I'm going to tell you in a second. Because I know you don't know.
Was it? Wait, no, hold on. One more guess.
Okay.
Was it Luis Gonzalez, outfielder, pitching for the San Francisco Giants?
No, it was not Luis Gonzalez.
And me and him have similar velocities when pitching?
It was close. it was definitely close.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
No. I mean, you got to get over yourself, David Wright.
David Wright? You're attacking David Wright?
It's embarrassing.
What did he do wrong?
He loitered outside the Met clubhouse wearing a New York Met hat, hoping people recognize him. What are we doing? Come on, dude.
Is that what he did?
Oh, it was embarrassing.
He was wearing a Met hat?
He was wearing a New York Met baseball hat, loitering. Hey,
David was looking for attention.
It was like he was in the front row of Broadway, stood up, turned around, hoping somebody noticed him.
And
then he stood there, signing autographs, taking pictures. La, la, la.
And you would know something about that.
That's exactly right. You'll see on Friday. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait. Come on, man. I think it's great that David Wright even wanted to see the New York Mets. He's kind of been disconnected and divorced from them for a while now. He's not playing an old timers day, and he was invited. I don't know why he's not playing. Maybe he doesn't feel like he's an old-timer yet, which I would certainly respect and get. But David Wright showed up yesterday and loitered outside the visiting clubhouse with a New York Met hat on. Would someone notice me, please?
You're a desperate, sad man, and I'll tell you why.
You're talking about David Wright?
No, I'm talking about you.
No.
I'll tell you why.
No.
The Mets beat the San Francisco Giants 13-3.
Yeah, good job.
The Mets are now 4-1 since Max Scherzer got hurt. Granted, he wasn't going to start all these games, but there's a trickle-down effect.
Yep.
And yet, You want to attack the New York
no,
Mets.
No, I don't. The Mets have been
and
great.
You sat in your cubicle this morning and you said, I got nothing. J.D. Davis had four hits. Pete Alonso's having an MVP caliber
yes,
season.
He is.
David Peterson was freaking awesome. It was Buck's birthday. All is right with the world. So what did you do?
What did I do?
You went below the belt.
No, I didn't.
You attacked our captain.
It's embarrassing.
You attacked our captain.
And that's David's my guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he your guy?
He and I did a vitamin water commercial together.
Is he still your guy?
Yes.
Does he feel the way about you today, the way he felt a few years ago?
I have not talked to David since he moved his family out to California post-retirement. So I can't say that we are actively connected. We are not.
Uh-huh.
I have invited him through his agent to a number of different things that we've done here.
And has he come?
Which he has not attended or decided to participate in.
Uh-huh.
Including a comedy show and a charity event, even Pete Alonso night. That being said, when you show up in San Francisco wearing a New York Met hat, loitering outside the New York Met clubhouse, you're begging for attention.
Do you have proof he was wearing a Met hat?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Can I see it?
Well, in this picture, he's wearing an NYPD hat.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
In this one picture, yeah.
So, well, hold on. Yeah. So you decided to attack the captain for wearing a Mets hat. And then after your partner says, hey, I'd like to see some proof. So you give it a double check.
Yeah.
You realize that maybe you weren't accurate.
It's an NYPD hat. I'll take the loss on that. Oh. I apologize. I misrepresented.
Hold on. Not
I
a loss.
My memory was it was a Mets hat.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at it now.
Uh-huh.
So let me, Mike Gooch, good job. It is an NYPD hat,
oh, yeah.
Not a Met hat.
So you're not going to take.
That's on me.
You're not going to take a loss, Craig.
You're going to take a massive loss.
Come on, man. Loitering.
Loitering?
Loitering.
Showing support for the greatest police department in America?
You know how I feel about NYPD.
That's my guy.
Come on, man.
David, we still love you.
Yeah, somebody notice me. Somebody look at me. Somebody, hey, I'm over here.
Come on, man.
What are we doing?
I just want the audience to know I knew he wasn't wearing a Met hat
no,
or an NYPD
didn't.
Hat, and I just wanted to kind of give Craig some more time bash our guy
before the little
punch in the face.
I am taking ownership that is an NYPD hat, not a Met hat.
That's
right. The guy next to him is wearing a Met hat. Oh, and everybody surrounding him are wearing Met hats and Met sweatshirts as well. There you go. Yeah, right outside the Met clubhouse. Look at me. Please, look at me.
That's my guy. I miss you, David. You know what I did last night? I watched clips of the 2015 Mets.
Why?
I was so.
Why? Yeah.
Because they just beat the Giants' ass last night. They continue. You know, the Yankees have lost.
You went back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a
You're
problem.
Damn right.
You have to admit.
I'll
on.
Tell you the exact clips
you
I watched.
You have to admit you have a problem.
Do I?
Yeah. Like, I admit I have a problem.
What's my problem?
You're a compulsive Met fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a problem.
Here's the thing,
like,
Craig.
Why do you, and I'm sorry to say this because I know you don't mean it.
Go ahead.
Do you hate your family?
My family's sleeping. It was 1:30 a.m. In fact,
I was. Do you not like porn?
Well, that's a different.
Like, the rest of us go to RedTube and call it a night. You go back and watch highlights of Met games from
Craig,
7 years ago.
Let me.
After watching a Met game.
Let me take you through this. It's 12:45 in the morning. My entire family is sleeping. I'm in bed with my oldest son. He's been having some nightmares lately, whatever. All right? So I'm there to console him.
Of course.
I now can't sleep. So I'm inspired off of that ass whooping. You realize the Mets have lost back-to-back games once this entire season? Meanwhile, you're licking your wounds over a three-game losing streak.
It's embarrassing.
Okay? So I'm pumped up. 13-3. G.D. Davis is breaking out. We're stepping up. And I started to think back to memories. So I watched J-Riz Familia secure the 6-out save against the Dodgers in Game 5. And I even teared up. I watched the final out of Familia striking out Dexter Fowler to win the NLCS. And I watched David Wright hit a home run in the World Series. And it pumped me up. And then I went to bed with a smile on my face. It was a very good night, Craig. Very good night.
I'm glad you had such a good night. We got phone numbers for you. 877-337-6666. Do I have to tweet that I know it's an NYPD hat? I know it's on NYPD hat. Thank you. Okay, that's done. Let's just get that out of the way right there. All right, very good. Listen, we got lots to do today. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in the greatest city on earth, unless you ride the subways.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.